This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has launched an online symptom tracker as part of statewide COVID-19 tracking. If you think you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, such as a fever or cough, you can use the online symptom checker to report your symptoms and help the department get a better idea of how the novel coronavirus is spreading in Colorado. The health department can also help you find resources to manage your symptoms, access medical care and services, and give you information about how to get tested if necessary. Check out the state health department's COVID website for more. COVID-19.colorado.gov. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission has assessed the largest penalty ever in its history. The commission oversees oil and gas development in the state, and last week it approved an $18.25 million penalty against Kerr McGee. The company was fined for an incident on April 17, 2017, in which natural gas leaked into a home in Firestone on the Front Range from a faulty pipeline and caused an explosion. The blast killed two people, injured a third, and destroyed the home. Kerr McGee was charged with violating four of the COGCC's rules, and the $18.25 million penalty is the maximum amount possible. Under the terms of the agreement, Kerr McGee will put the $18.25 million in an escrow fund called the Mark Martinez and Joey Irwin Memorial Public Projects Fund in honor of the men who were killed in the incident. The Delta County Business Recovery Center is up and running. The center will work to ensure that Delta County businesses have timely, accurate access to information about resources needed to help with business recovery. Delta and Montrose County have also combined forces to provide information and resources to businesses. The Delta Montrose County COVID Business Support Group on Facebook hosts weekly business calls to hear from the community and provide information. The City of Montrose hosts an all-business call on Wednesday mornings, and Delta County Economic Partners host other calls aimed at specific businesses such as agriculture, food, retail, service, and manufacturing. Delta County Commissioners also recently approved $250,000 for a Delta County COVID-19 Business Loan Fund. Delta County businesses can apply starting Monday, April 20th, for a three-year loan of up to $5,000. Applications can be found on Delta County's website at deltacounty.com. This is KVNF News.